The Weekly Wag with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on the Lucy Ann Land Show as we will showcase a pet that you will consider taking into your own home and becoming part of your family. At least that's what we hope. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and joining me is Wendy Welch. She is the Director of Communications for our beloved Humane Society of Huron Valley. Our kitty cat that we have today, and I kind of, well, I let it out of the bag. It's a cat. It's a cat. It's rather unusual in a couple of ways. What are those?
Oh, well, he, Albie is his name, and he is only about a year and a half old. He's almost all white. He has a couple of little spots. His tail is like a tiger gray tail, which is really fascinating, and he's got a little spot on his body, but he only has one eye.
One-eyed cat, one green eye. What happened to Albie?
Yeah, Albie had a severe eye infection. And although generally those are treatable, if they're not treated in time, it can result in severe, severe pain and ulceration and basically needs to be removed. So that's what happened with Albie. Albie's eye is removed. You know, though, folks, it's amazing. Animals teach us all the time about resilience. And, you know, whether it's having to remove one of their limbs or having to remove one of their eyes, they are incredibly, incredibly adaptive. And so Albie is, you know, living his good life with one eye.
Oh, my goodness. And just a year and a half old. What's Albie's story prior to coming in to the Humane Society?
Yeah, Albie has a kind of long story for being only like a year and a half old. Albie was surrendered by someone who just had too many animals. So I think Albie was the result of an unwanted litter, which happens. Mm-hmm. And so came to us and then was adopted by someone who then couldn't take Albie longer and then adopted by someone who died. So Albie's, I know, right? And just a year and a half.
Oh, I can't even believe all that has gone on in this little one. Oh,
he's lived a life.
Yeah, Albie needs a forever home and a stable environment, and I hope we can give it to him. What do people need to do who might be interested in Albie?
Yeah, they can come see him, of course, at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We are open 7 days a week, and you don't need an appointment. You can just come out and see us. We are at 3100 Cherry Hill Road. Of course, you can see his cute little picture on our website first. HSHV is in victor.org. And we would love to introduce you to Albie. You can meet him the same day. You can adopt him, or you can meet any one of our other oodles of other animals who are looking for homes, too.
Now, do you still need to take the detour to get to Cherry Hill Road? I know the Washtenaw County Road Commission is replacing the Cherry Hill Bridge.
Yes, you do. Sadly, the construction is still going on. It is that season in Michigan. So there are a couple of alternate ways we have on our website. You can see hshv.org. There's one on there. Of course, you can use Waze or Google Maps. Those are giving you the right ways, too. So, yes, it takes a little bit more time to get to our shelter, and we so appreciate everyone making that accommodation.
Well, let me tell you, Albie is definitely worth the workaround on the road there, because he is just darling, this all-white cat with just a little bit of black, a black spot, and then that tiger tail. Very unusual-looking cat, especially because Albie has only one eye. But, boy, as you said, Wendy, these animals are so good at adapting. When you talk about even when limbs have to be cut and that sort of thing, how they are able to still walk is amazing when you see that.
Yes, yes. They have priorities. And it's, you know, like love and attention and food. And yeah, right. They can lose a limb or an eye and they're still focused in on what.
Oh, that's so true. HSHV.org. Click on adoptions and you can see Albie. They're all alphabetized, or maybe one of the other beautiful animals there will be calling your name. All right. So we hope you go in and look at that site regularly. It's HSHV.org. You know, we talk a lot about what you do for children at the Humane Society to get them used to being around animals, and kids love to ask mom and dad for an animal. And, you know, the Humane Society is a great way for them to get introduced in a different sort of way before they make that commitment. But what about seniors? I understand you've got a program for seniors as well.
We do. Yes, this is new this year, Lucianne. It is senior hour at our cat cafe. So yes, lots of times seniors have told us, you know, they really love animals, but they don't necessarily, you know, have the capacity to take care of an animal in their home, or they're traveling, or any of those kinds of things. And so senior hour at the Cat Cafe is, you know, you can come in for free on select Thursdays, like this next Thursday, from 10 to 11 and enjoy the kitty company. So it's from, like I say, 10 to 11, free admission. You don't have to have a reservation. You can just enjoy the kittens at the Cat Cafe. They'll climb on your lap. They'll play for you. Believe me, they're entertaining. So yes, enjoy that.
And where is the Cat Cafe again?
Thank you. The Tiny Lions Cat Cafe is at 5245 Jackson Road, which is right off of Zeeb. And you can see more information on our website at hshv.org or at tinylions.org.
I imagine that's a great way for seniors not only to get some love from kitty cats, but also get to know each other and meet each other. Sometimes as you grow older, you know, life gets a little lonely, and this might be a nice way to meet some new people.
Absolutely, yes. And we're serving coffee. There'll be conversations, of course, but I can't pretend that the cats aren't going to be the center of attention. So it's definitely some kitty company.
Well, they're the icebreaker for certain. I've noticed just walking my dogs, you meet so many more people than you ever did walking alone, because people just feel that's an entryway into asking questions or wanting to know more about your animal. And then next thing you know, you're finding out what your neighbor's name is, and maybe you're going out and breaking bread together. So animals are amazing in so many ways, Wendy.
Totally. That's funny that you bring that up, because there's research showing that dog owners are healthier than non-dog owners. And of course, you know, we normally think of that as because they make you get out and take a walk, which could be part of that. But I think you're right. It's also the socialization and, yeah, getting to know other people.
So. I know. I've had all those benefits in my own life, so I can attest to that. Wendy, thank you so much. Wendy Welch at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. She is the Director of Communications. Look for Albie. Albie's the one-eyed white cat waiting for your love at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, hshv.org, for more details. I'm Lucianne Lance, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.